Hello and welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfit adventure.
I gotta let you guys know that when me, Joe, Elmer, and Chris were playing Xbox, Joe let us know how he watches shows.
Oh.
And because he said that he's almost done with Breaking Bad, right? And I was like, oh my God, like, awesome. Breaking Bad's, you know, great show. Like, when did you start watching it? He said 3 days ago. I was like, how the fuck are you almost done with Breaking Bad and it's only been 3 days?
Probably not watching it.
I was like, that's ridiculous. Nobody could get done with a show that fast. Like, it was just absurd. Then he said that the way that he watches shows is with just the closed caption. So he just listens to it. He doesn't even really watch it.
So you're just like in the house with the show on and you count that?
No, one, Zach totally misinterpreted what I said. It's not all shows. I've just started with just this show. But what I do is, since I'm at my desk all day at my job, I just put my headphones in. I put the screen on underneath the computer and I put on audio description. So if I'm not looking at the screen, I can still understand what's going on.
That's
how you guys feel about that.
That's really gross.
So it says like Walter White knocks or some shit like that.
Yeah, it'll say like in the lab, Walter and Jesse are cooking. And then it'll say montage cooking with.
That's gross, dude. Why do you?
I mean, it's not terrible, but it's like Breaking Bad is not a show you could do like that. You should rewatch stuff like that, but for the first time.
Well,
I just think it kind of hurts. Yeah, hurts me.
You don't get the full thing.
But what are you saying? The blind community listens to shows like that.
Because they don't have a choice, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's not what you said.
That is what I said.
No one said it. And yeah, it's tough, Joe. It's a tough one.
What really happened is he ran out of podcasts and he just looked for a new one in a new format.
I also said he was treating one of the most critically acclaimed shows of all time as a podcast, and yeah. It bothered me.
It's a really good podcast, guys.
It's really gross. It's really gross.
The voice acting is amazing.
I want to know if anybody else does that.
No,
I don't know how to.
I still watch the show. Like, I still see most of the scenes. It's just that I don't have my eyes
of the show.
I.
You underestimate how easy my job is.
But maybe not completely, Joe, but you have missed probably at least two episodes worth of stuff. Like, not at a time, not in one sitting, but like...
I haven't missed anything of importance. I'm on season 5, episode 14 right now.
That's pretty wild.
But how can you intake that and then, like, just be able to, like... like, remember it, because that's everything at that point just blends together. And like with a show like Breaking Bad, you need a break. There's a lot to unpack with certain turning points.
Needed.
Well, that's different. that's more of just like binging in general, right? But it's like, but even with binging, you're putting yourself at a handicap even further.
You test me on Breaking Bad, I'll get you your answers. What you want?
Let me test you.
It's not about tests. It's just about like just like.
Assumption.
Joe
is basically taking like in and out and like putting it in a blender and like, well, it tastes like, you know, it's the same. I'm consuming it.
Joe is just, he's just a cheater.
And soda and all, just like everything in the blender.
It's like listening to an album on shuffle and on your phone headphones or like on your phone speakers.
I can never. You're driving to work, you got your phone on your lap and you got the new album on shuffle.
Hey Joe, this is something that you would see all the time if you were actually watching the show. But what elements on the periodic table are in the intro in the title Breaking Bad?
Baron and
Well, just don't even name it. Just tell me the letters.
B and B R.
You said what?
B and B R.
B and B R?
Yeah.
Close but no cigar. You got one right, Joe. BR, but the other one's BA.
Okay.
It's just very simple details like that.
How does that have anything to do with the story at all?
You just said ask me anything.
Ask me anything related to the story.
Oh no, now the stipulations come out. Once he's wrong, once he got proven wrong, Joe can't lose anything. God forbid Joe as fair at any point. He's just a big old cheater, just taking all these shortcuts.
Not shortcuts, it's winning.
Nathan, man, this is just like Pokemon.
Yeah, no, this is what I mean. It's just like Pokemon. I hate this.
And the Pokemon come back.
For the listener, when we were in a fucking high school, we all discovered Pokemon emulators and we're like, hey, let's see who can like play, who can beat it, you know, who can complete it. This motherfucker takes a sick day while we're all at school. Just fucking beats it. And it's like, okay, he's like, hey guys, I won. I'm like, what's the fucking point?
There's money on the line. I have yet to been paid.
It's not fair though. You took a lot of consideration.
I did what I had to do to win. I just feel like I played with competition that wasn't up to that. It's not my fault.
Joe's the person that's like, well, it wasn't in the rules kind of guy.
Joe's the James Harden of the...
Gotta change rules to beat me.
I'm not mad at that.
This is why I don't like to play competitive stuff with Joe, because he just gets so into it. It takes the fun out of it for me.
That's why you gotta play co-op with Joe. Co-op.
No, even then.
Use his powers for good.
That's why you gotta win, Nate.
Use his powers for good.
Yeah.
Is it good or is it just for you, Chris?
Selfish.
He's learned to control the monster.
TBD.
He's Walter Wright, and I am Jesse.
You don't even know who Jesse is.
Boom.
You're Badger Joe.
You don't know him.
Don't put me with Badger.
I wish you were Badger. Jesse. You're Badger.
Yeah, Badger and Skinny Pete's conversations are some of my favorite parts of the damn show.
Favorite parts to listen to, Joe. Favorite parts to listen to.
You can see the awkwardness of their body language.
Yeah.
Nah. They're great.
I just had to let everybody know that, and hopefully our listeners know.
Thank
that
you. Thanks for bringing this to my attention, because now it's just like disgusting.
Right? Because he said, I was like, how did he watch this much Breaking Bad in 3 days? Like this
it was
is
a week. It was a week.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's
also, right. I relented.
He said
also, it's like he still goes to bed early and wakes up early. So it's like, where's the time?
He said that he watched it in 3 days. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? And he's like, well, actually, it was a week. And I was like, that's not 3 days.
Well, it's 8 hours a day at my desk. That's about 8 episodes. And then I watch it on my... I watch / listen to it on my runs. I put it on when I'm driving.
On your run?
Yeah.
Oh, he said that too. Run. I forgot about that.
Okay, let's stop. This is going to get worse and worse. We don't need to. We're going to lose all our listeners. I just say you got to stop.
The run is the most said out that.
Of my run.
It's like a podcast.
What scene hit you the hardest, Joe? What was like the most emotional?
Right now, I don't want to give spoilers.
It's been out for like 10 plus years. It's fine. You know what?
I just saw it. So if I was listening to this podcast. Spoiler warning. Okay, spoiler warning. If you have not watched Breaking Bad, skip ahead 30 seconds.
Stop listening to our podcast. If you haven't watched Breaking Bad, stop listening to us.
Go home. Yes.
Fucking get off the internet. I don't care.
Go to your room.
And if you want to consume it like I did.
Oh my God.
You did a great job.
I never finished Breaking Bad, to be
honest. What?
Seriously?
How did you guys stop?
Chris, who
are you more mad at?
Marcus, you finish all the shows.
No, I don't. I never finished Breaking Bad. I never finished Game of Thrones.
I never finished Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones
is kind of whack.
It's not worth it.
That's understandable.
The payoff is not good.
There's a lot of shows.
Our poor listener who we told to come back in 30 seconds. They're confused.
Oh, yeah. Listener, it still hasn't been said yet.
Years later, I'm still struggling through Wire. I took a break and
I need to watch Wire. That might be my next one.
I'm not getting any show advice from Joe.
Dude, The Wire is dense.
It's like, especially the first season. You got to like one episode a day. That's
it. Yeah, The Wire is dense.
Chris, I got Chris on that Succession. Elmer, you should join us on this Succession.
Such a great show, guys. Trust me.
I'm on it eventually. I saw the first season of The Righteous Gemstones. That was good.
Season two. Coming out, it's so good.
Yeah.
Also,
what's the spoiler, Joe?
It's the poor listener. right now, it's when Walter tells Skyler that he won. It's one of my favorites.
It must have sounded amazing.
It did.
That's season 5.
It also looked season 4, end of season 4. Right after Gus. So for that scene, I actually rewinded it and I wanted to see it.
So you see the fly.
So you admit that when you want the full experience, you watch it.
Yeah, if I want to watch something that's really badass, but I still got the story all the way through. But that one, I needed to see that.
What was the most notable thing that happened when you couldn't rewind, when you're like on a run or you're driving or something?
I can always rewind.
Oh my God.
I know there has to be something you missed.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I can't think of any, honestly.
I just honestly don't understand why you would just not want to like take it in over like a few weeks or a month, like in front of a TV.
When am I going to do that, Elmer?
What? You can get an episode in a night.
Yeah.
An episode a night? You know, like
when God I can intended? Play video games instead?
Okay, we're on this point too long.
I mean, you make a choice, Joe.
And I choose video games.
Yeah, that's why there's I hardly play games.
There's some nights you don't have to play video games.
Well, and those nights I usually watch TV with Stephanie, with my wife.
Yeah, Steph wouldn't want to watch Breaking Bad?
No.
What did she watch?
No, we watch drama sometimes. We just watched sitcom. We watch sitcoms mostly.
My morale is low. I forgot this even happened until Zach brought it up, but now my morale is very low. I'm just
bring it back.
I'm just disappointed all over again.
All right.
I don't know how to move past this.
Me either.
Barbecue shirt and plate on the
way. You just accept Joe for who he is. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Yeah. And it's like, Zach, I love that.
It's admirable, but also insane.
Admirable.
Because it's so, it's like, how would anybody think of that? You know, like, they're sitting down.
I
really want to watch this show. I can't watch it with my eyes because I'm busy doing work. So I'll just listen to it.
I've done what Joe's done. Not in the same way where he's working, but I've been like hardcore on a video game and then I have another screen playing a show.
Yeah.
But there's certain shows that I think are okay and not okay. Like when I did that, I watched like Criminal Minds, or I usually keep it for like a comedy, but not like a drama like Breaking Bad.
But like literally one of the best shows that are like renowned. He's like, oh, this is so good. I want to consume this, but how can I consume this and work at the same time? And I just think it's like, whoa, it's like such a weird hack that I would never do. But I think it's crazy, Joe, but do you?
And now that we've talked about audio stuff so much, let's get on with our podcast. Let's get on with this fight. Grimlock, you just told them no more boar killing. And
yeah, they're wasting perfectly good meat.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not. They could be eating it. You don't know.
We're gonna be able to finish it all though. One boar at a time.
They're not cooking. They're just eating it raw.
Oh, I don't think you got to see them at all, Marcus. Here, hold on.
Seen boar before?
No, not boar. God damn it.
See, you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Let me show you, Marcus.
Wait, these are eating boar, or they?
They just hunted some boar.
Okay,
they ate the boar. They ate the pig.
Ooh, so like this first scene with Gollum and Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I can't see anything on my screen.
Yeah, Joe, it's all black.
I see. Well, I see the warriors.
I see
Steph. You see Steph Curry? Some clay? A little bit of clay?
What?
Oh, because I said warriors.
let me see.
Big yikes.
Big yikes.
You guys see them all in a pack right now. And the leader that you guys have made aware of is currently screaming at three of them. I made a mistake. You guys don't understand what they're saying. They don't speak common. So that's my bad. But the main leader is grunting at them all. And they start to leave the area, but one stays. What would you guys like to do?
So they're all just running away?
Four of them are running, and one of them stays, and the one that stays keeps looking back at them like a lost puppy.
Is it the leader or one of the
followers? One of the followers.
Is it like fretting attack? What is it doing?
It's holding its club and just it looks over its shoulder, then it looks at you and it starts running at you.
Okay, I run at it too.
All right, we'll roll for initiative.
Oh boy.
And this is the first fight for a while, so we're all fresh, right?
Yeah, you guys are all fresh.
Fresh.
Oh, damn right.
Oh, yeah, we got to reset. We're not
fresh. Day in his life.
Oh, snap, you think you're not there yet.
Snap's there.
Snap's not fresh.
Snap's there.
You guys brought Snap along?
Yeah, he's there.
Of course.
Okay.
He caught up with us.
I needed to get out. I needed some sunshine, so you know.
Yeah, so we'll put that into the story. All right. Bashy, what you got?
I'm not ready yet.
Oh, okay. Grimlock, what you got?
I'm already in there.
21.
Anna Carmen?
12.
Naz?
8. I rolled an 8.
And you got a 13.
Zach, why are you lying to the listener?
Psych!
I got a 13.
Beshi?
Beshi got an 8.
Okay.
Nat 1.
And Snap?
18.
You're already in there. That's nice. You're right.
And then, like, swimwear. Grimlock was in there for a second, but he got scared.
Grimlock's there. All right.
No, I was in the corner. He disappeared.
Let's see, Grimlock, give me a perception check right off the bat.
Ooh, 19 plus 7.
You hear brushling in the bushes behind you, and you take a quick look back, and there's a Snap and Snowflake running through the bushes.
Oh, great. Just in time. Does he see us?
Yeah, he sees you. He has direct eye contact with you guys.
Okay. My turn?
Yep.
All right. Maybe this is some kind of single combat, kind of like trial by combat kind of thing, you know?
One-on-one.
Everyone stand down. I got this. I have to take 2 movement speed to catch up to him, and I'm going to attack with my light hammer. Oh, that's a 27.
27 hits.
Crit or no crit?
That is a crit, actually.
Then that is 18 points of damage.
Well, are you serious? Oh, God, okay. Oh, no. Oh, my God. This poor human. Not human. This poor guy. All right, he's still alive.
Okay, that's my turn.
Okay. Snap, it is your turn.
I'll join the group, but I'm not... I heard him say... I'm going to say I heard him not, like, say one-on-one, so I'm not going to get involved. Okay, so I'll hold my turn.
All right, it's the Zolgath Warrior's turn. He is going to... just going to swing three times at you. Oh, 19 plus 10, 29.
That is a normal hit.
Normal hit?
Yeah, I have an AC of 20.
Oh, shit. Okay. He does 6 points of damage. I thought that was a crit for sure. Okay. Right, that's 6 points of damage. He's going to try to swing at you again. Natural 1. He swings, misses, and he falls flat on his face, and that's his turn.
Okay. Going back to my attack, there's no way that was 18 points of damage. I think the critical roll's crit damage is broken.
Why?
You think so?
Axe.
It's a D6.
How you get 2D6 axe?
Plus 2?
Yeah, 2d6 plus 2. Yeah.
Then there's no way it can be 18. I mean...
Oh, because he got a 9.
2d6 plus...
He got a 9, then it times it by 2. Does the crit automatic times 2?
It's either you double it or you roll twice.
Oh, so it just doubled it automatically, Chris. So you're good.
Yeah.
It doesn't...
I always just roll twice.
No, my damage isn't 2d2, though.
No, you said 2d6.
No. What he's saying is that his damage isn't 2d6 naturally. So it already did the 2d6 as a crit.
Oh, you're out here throwing 1d6?
Just half that. It's my hammer. I have the hammer one-handed. So it just did 1d6. So just, I think just half that, Joe. 9 points of damage.
Okay.
I thought you were built different.
Honestly. I'm not.
Okay, there we go. Still a meaty hit. Still a meaty hit.
Factory standard.
Anna Carmen, you going to continue? Oh, wait, it's Naz's turn, sorry.
Naz cooking eggs.
Eggs.
I wish. Eggs are pretty delicious. I'm gonna hold my turn. I'm scared. Zach's scared. Naz is.
He's not.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, well, I don't give a fuck.
Anna Carmen.
This dude really trying to 1v1.
Look like he called out a shot.
Well, then I'll let it happen.
He's also hold down on the ground. Brown.
I'll let it happen.
Grimlock, before your turn, you see the other. Lizard people, the Zolgaths as they were called, run off of the map.
Okay. Wait, I'm prone?
No, the other guy's prone from his critical. Oh, and roll a fortitude save for me. I forgot to have you do this.
Okay. Wow. I'm rolling fire.
Oh, 26 okay. 20. Nothing. Nothing happens. You smell that, it doesn't smell great, but it doesn't affect you in any way.
It's the cloth in the nose that's helping. Okay. It's my turn again?
Yeah.
I'm just going to wail it. Oh, 24 total. First hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That's 7 points of damage.
Okay. Still up.
All right. Second attack, not great. 11 points. All right. It's a total of 11.
All right. But he is flat-footed because he's prone. So that still misses, sorry.
In the third attack, I'm just going to ready my shield.
Okay. Raise your shield. He is going... Oh, it's Snap's turn. You still going to hold Snap?
Yeah. I'll continue to hold.
Okay. The warrior gets up, and he moves around you, Grimlock, and he tries to take a swing at the back of your head and rolls another natural one. And he falls back down on the ground.
Not looking so hot.
No, he's bleeding all over the place. He's stumbling. He's on the ground. Is everyone gonna hold?
Kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I hope. He stepped up. This is his decision. He stood too. True.
I feel bad because he's about to die and make a stupid decision.
Consequences of his own actions.
Look at that.
Grimlock, you see your team just standing there watching you fight this warrior by himself. Naz
screams out, Grim, stop him!
He's on the ground. He's barely trying to get up.
Kill him!
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I spent my first action trying to put it in overdrive. I think I
just
regular failed. Nothing happened. Yeah. Stick to the basics here. All my team. Do I get any bonus because my team is just supporting me?
I'll give you a one circumstantial bonus.
Okay, I'm amped up. Damn it. I rolled a 13.
Plus one plus for your circumstance. One. It's a 14, and since he's flat-footed, that hits.
Oh, there we go. That's 7 points of damage.
And you finish him. How do you want to finish this poor man?
Oh, I just hammer his poor little chest in.
Nice!
Yep, is it conclave? Is that how you say it? Concave?
Concave.
Concave, yeah. That's
you it. You can say cave in.
Cave in, yes, thank you. Yeah. You cave in his chest.
And tell the group, I'm like, oh, thanks for the help of support. These guys ain't nothing, let's keep going.
Wow. I'm surprised, actually.
Naz is super impressed. He's like, whoa, Grimlock, I've never seen you do that before. He's speechless.
I think you have seen me do that before, but it's okay.
No, this is different. This is different.
Also, I think by the rules, by one-on-one like trial combat, I think we won the tower. Let's just go get it now. It's ours. Is it ours, Joe? Is that how it works?
I think the adventure's over. You guys win.
Okay.
Snap, what's Snowflake's dinosaur's name?
Dromaeosaur. Okay. I don't even know if that's the right way to say it, though. TBH.
Okay. All right, well,
I thought you were saying Snowflake had another dinosaur. I was so confused.
His dinosaur street name?
Me too.
What's his name in the dinosaur street?
Diney.
What's his Christian name?
That's not hard at all.
Zach. Hey, that's his name.
They call me Diney around the way.
Diney.
Because when I'm in charge, everybody eats.
All right, we're good, right, good. Joe?
You're good. You guys beat it. So you guys beat my one-on-one puzzle.
So they ran. Right. That's why.
Yeah. Well, it's more like I think it's more like they left, and that guy was just a straggler that saw Grimlock and decided to fight Grimlock. I don't think they ran away from us. I think
he wandered off.
Yeah,
maybe they can support. Is anything on this person at all besides his loincloth?
Just a club and a loincloth.
Okay.
New, you unlocked the new bandana, Chris. You put it on.
Snowflake is starting to chase after them, though. Like, unlike Snowflake, who constantly listens to Snap, Snowflake just keeps looking at you and wants to go towards them.
Okay. Snap will, like, gesture towards the group to show them and then start heading behind Snowflake. Because, I mean, like, Snap's like, she doesn't act like this ever. She's on to something. So I just start following. But Snowflake doesn't have a thing on the roll 20.
Yeah, I'm trying to get where Snowflake's thing is. What did we give Snowflake? Was it just lizard?
Yeah. Like a green one. Also, can we? I mean, there's no like telepathic stuff. I could tell like there's something going on, but not.
Yeah, like she just keeps like sniffing at them. Like, if you were walking Snowflake, Snowflake would be, like, dragging you that way.
You're walking Snowflake.
I can't find Snowflake's thing. Yeah, well, we
follow. Or I follow.
You can use whatever. If you want to use, like, a... Because technically, Snowflake has, like, feathers. Imagine, like, a raptor with feathers, like a...
I know, but for right now, just use that.
Joe is just so...
What is it?
It's a horse. It's a horse. It's a squish. Squish down.
That's the token they give me.
It's pretty bad.
Don't give me for what? Just type in raptor.
Amazingly, there's no Raptor.
On the free?
I'm looking.
Just the web, on the website? All right,
there's all right, premiums.
Dude. Not the premium. Just go to the web. The, like, just like web. Like, there's one that's just like for...
I'm on web. There's nothing.
Not... I doubt that. All right, Joe. Whatever. You're in charge.
All right. So, Snowflake is leading you guys towards there. You guys see the tower in the distance. It's pyramidal shaped, but it's made of a brown texture. As you guys get closer and closer to it, you can tell that it's made of mud and brick, but instead of being like pieces laid on top of pieces, it's just one solid piece of mud and brick.
So like adobe?
Yeah.
Adobe.
It's a pyramid, it's not a tower?
It's pyramidal shape.
It's a pyramidal shape.
The top has a flat top, so like instead of being a pointed top, it's rounded off as a top, flat top.
Like a D4, but not a D4.
Yes. Cut off the top of the D4.
Is there anyone there? In your perception.
In your perception. I'm gonna take you guys.
Perceive the world. 30. Let's go. Oh,
so shit. like a ziggurat, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me 1 second.
I see everything.
What do your elf eyes see?
Ziggurat. That's a cool name.
I mean, it's what the building is in West Sac. Like the pyramid-looking one with the...
Oh, shit!
With, like, the...
Oh, that's the name of
layers.
It?
Yeah, that's like, it's the shape. Ziggurat. Yeah.
Have you guys ever been in it?
No. It's a state building.
I walked underneath it.
It's a temple. Yeah.
It's a state building.
It's a Masonic
I think,
temple.
Yeah.
I thought it was the opposite, but I always thought it was so weird as a kid. Like, why the fuck do we just have a pyramid... And it's like boring. It's like not a like.
There's no mummies like, or anything.
At cool least it pyramid.
Been, it was like at least it could have been Scientology or something, right?
So you actually snap. You see, I moved you guys to the newest map. Do you guys see?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like tiny. We have to uncover. Yeah.
I've uncovered what.
Those gargoyles.
Yeah.
So snap. You actually see up in the top, gray statues, of reptilian-like. Dragon-esque almost, that don't seem entirely natural, but
well, yeah, the statues.
So we get here. Is Snowflake like out of control or just like really like eager to get inside? Basically,
so you see on the ground Snowflake's leaving prints, but you also see other prints that look like Snowflake's, but obviously Snowflake wasn't here, and Snowflake just keeps sniffing at them and just wants to go upstairs.
Can I roll a nature to see if I can see if it's actually a dromaeosaur or not?
Yeah.
12. Damn, that's a bad roll.
It looks awfully similar.
Okay, so I'll kind of point out the gargoyles, though, to... I just grab her and, like, point. I don't even know her name anymore. I know that she's not going by her old name, but I don't really know the new one.
What's your pick?
Me as a market, I know. Veshi. I'll grab Veshi. And then, like, point out the gargoyles to see if she says anything about them. Because they look sketchy. I don't know.
Like, that's magical?
She... I would say. Well, Joe just said they look like reptilian and stuff. So that's why I'm trying to get Beshi to see if... I mean, I know I don't know what she does, but I just know she has, like, some magic on her. So, Nate, does she not respond?
I apologize. I wasn't paying attention.
I'm getting Beshi's attention and pointing out... the lizard gargoyles on the roof of the entrance.
Okay. Is this a religious role, Joe, that I can see if I can recognize?
Let's see.
Or occultism?
Give me occultism.
You got it.
I can do occultism, too.
Yeah, give me occultism.
Give it to me.
That would be a 16 for occultism.
Snap matched. Bessie's 16.
You two have heard of creatures called gargoyles that often take shape of something like that, but you can't tell for sure if these two are one of them.
I throw a rock at it.
Give me a dexterity.
They're high up, right?
They're high up. They're about 10 feet above you.
Well, I mean, when I say, okay, whenever I say I throw a rock, I mean I'm using my brain. So.
Oh, okay, not, then.
I'm using my brain muscle.
You're attacking then?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's roll initiative.
Oh. So wait,
does he get his brain throw off? I get
my throw off then.
We'll see.
What?
Snap is eating with initiative 25.
What's that? What is this?
They're like
oh shit, mate.
Oh no. They're like Uh-oh. You ever seen Next with Nicolas Cage? That's them.
Oh, dude, ones. I thought you were fucking talking MTV? About the MTV show.
I'm like, Next? The fuck's that happened with Next? That's so fucked up.
I've never dude, seen that
was,
show.
Dude, that was where Tinder probably got their fucking idea. Like, yeah, Tinder and all grimy. These swiping apps.
IRL.
Just people just coming off the bus, and if they don't look, if they don't like how they look, next guy off the bus.
And they go back on the bus in shame. Hella fucked up.
There's one dude that's been making bus trips for years.
Oh, where'd they go now?
Oh, they're there.
This is a bunch of poppycock. That's all I gotta say.
Baloney.
Poppycock, he says.
All right, so this is what's gonna happen. Beshi, you were throwing a rock. But snap, because you pointed out to everyone about it, okay. You and only you, snap, will be going first. And then okay. The creatures are going to move. Beshi was slow on the draw as she got a natural one in her initiative.
Sure.
Well, she acted before initiative,
though. Yeah, I was going to. I was doing it. And then all of a sudden you said stop. So it's like,
I got know. Her. I got her attention silently. We literally didn't speak. Like, yeah. All that okay. happened was I tugged on her and then pointed it, and then we both made a check. So neither of us said anything to each other.
That's fair. Okay.
All right. And these things don't know I can move shit with my mind. I literally picked up a rock up, and then all of a sudden, it's fight.
You know what? I hear you. Snap and Beshi will move first, and then gargoyles.
Okay.
All right.
You go first, Nate.
I mean, I still don't know that they're gargoyles, so I'm throwing a rock. All right, I cast the telekinetic projectile, and I got a 15.
So it would have hit, except that the gargoyle flies up a 5 feet and dodges it.
All right, yeah, okay, Joe, cool.
Damn, that gargoyle looks menacing.
Yeah, I went and showed you guys the gargoyle.
That was pretty cool.
Nate, it wasn't going to hit. I just did flavor for it to dodge.
Oh, okay.
And then with Snap's action, since I saw that thing just go up, who's close to me, actually? I will cast Guidance on Snowflake.
Okay. That's one action. Beshi, you still have two actions.
Oh, I only have one action.
Yeah, because it's just the surprise one. Surprise round or whatever.
No, we don't have surprise rounds. It's Pathfinder 2, so you guys get your full thing.
Okay, well, then do I... So you said, like, I don't know if they're... Do I know what a gargoyle is?
Well, yeah, you know what gargoyles was. You just weren't able to clarify if these were them initially.
So what kind of... Can I roll some kind of check to identify a weakness or something? Or learn more information about them? Just then to then tell my friends?
Yes, you can. That would be one of your things. Hold on 1 second.
I like it, Nate. I like it.
What is their weakness?
Power. No, it's just power. And she's a lot smarter... Than Fidget, so.
Don't disparage Fidget. She tried her best.
Fidget had a 2-year education. Bet she's been alive for 20 years. She has 20 years of history under her belt.
She got knowledge. So did Fidget look like a 20-year-old?
Yeah, but she just had no memories. Like, Fidget was only conscious for like 2-3 years.
But she was like a normal 20-year-old person that just started. Like, she spawned at 18, but she had like an 18-year-old's mental capacity.
No. But Bartholomew had to teach her a lot of stuff. That's why, like, she, Bartholomew...
But there's a difference between knowing shit and, like, being able to have a brain that can do shit. She was, like, a normal functioning brain. She was a blank slate.
Blank slate. Like, Bartholomew taught her how to read and how to write and everything. And then, she, like, her first year in, like, Aberton was, like, very touch and go. And it was a lot of, like... Like, kind of like she took a lot of like charity from the people, you know, because like, you know, they just kind of found her and she was just kind of there and she could like talk and all that, but she didn't know where she was. And so they kind of just like, you know, they just kind of took her in. But like, Beshi was like, she was a leader of people. So she's well educated and she's well learned.
Yeah, what happened to those people, Nate?
Mm-hmm. In the ground. Where did it belong?
Where next, guys? Watch out.
It's either Arcana or Nature.
I don't know if I have either of those. I don't.
Either.
I have a +1 on Nature. I'll roll that. I'll roll for Nature. Does that have to be trained, Joe? Or can it just be...
Yes, it has to be trained.
Then I can't do either. I'll make a nature. Yeah. She's just gonna she will run. She'll run this way a little bit.
By the way, they look huge. You showed the picture, they look ginormous.
And then she's gonna call out oh shite. Then just back away.
So Snap rolled in that one for nature check.
Snap still doesn't know if they're gargoyles or not.
Okay. And then what? Do you have like one more attack or because the
guidance sense? And then are you giving Snowflake two actions?
No, because they're up in the air, right? And they're already on top of a building.
They're not flying just yet. He just jumped up basically to dodge. But
they're like what, one story up probably?
Yeah, they're probably 5, 10, 15. Well, I got 25 feet away from Snowflake if she made all the movements to get to the first gargoyle.
Okay, well they're
they're also like above us, right?
Yes. Yeah. They're so like on top you guys of, like, are on a ramp right now.
Yeah.
It's a what's that called? A switchback ramp?
Sure.
It's wheelchair accessible.
Yes.
We'll just say that this is a wheelchair accessible temple, right? Are we at a temple?
Ziggurat.
But yeah, so one action for guidance and then one action for the fail check. So that's my turn. And I'm not going to move. And Snowflake won't move either.
Okay, it is their turn. They are going to fly directly above you, Snap. One of them is. So I'm going to move him above you. It's on your space. And he is going to try to hit you with his claws as it takes flight and hovers over the top of you. That is a... Sorry. A 23.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. So you're going to take... Oh, ouch. It's 2d... Oh, no. It's 2d6 plus 3. So you're going to take 11 points of damage as its claws start scraping at your head.
Damn.
And then it's going to move over to the top of Anna Carmen. Beshi, this one is going to move over the top of you.
No.
And try to hit you with its claws. That's a natural 1. It misses with its first swipe of claws and it's going to try one more. A 2 natural ones in a row. He falls down. He can't fly anymore. He's now standing next to you, Beshi.
Cool.
Anna Carmen, for your reference, the gargoyle is 5 feet of, just above you, so you can take a swing at it.
Okay. And it's your turn.
But you're not going to be able to tumble through.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do. Why can't I see back here? It's black. Well, thanks. thank you.
Oh, the more right. Them statues.
Damn.
More
than statues. Uh-oh.
Those were the old statue statues. Popped
up on our map, and then Joe quickly made it disappear.
Shit. Okay, so what I'm going to do then is use my... I'm going to try to intimidate it, but since I don't know if they speak common or not, I will use Intimidating Glare. Just need to look at them.
Okay.
Like, look at them pissed off. All right. Oof. Yeah, plus 8. 19 plus 8, 27.
Against a what? It doesn't matter. It's a they fail.
Sweet.
You succeed. However you want to say it.
There we go.
So they're shaking 1 now, right?
It's... No, not... No. Want to say feared 1? The fact that we don't do this consistently enough always makes me forget. But it's a minus 1, yeah.
Okay, minus 1.
Yeah. Alright, and then I'm just going to attack 13 plus 10, 23.
That's a hit.
Beautiful. Alright, and then D6. Oh, max damage, 6 plus 2 plus another 2 for the panache point. So 10 points of damage.
As piercing. You pierce this gargoyle, your blade sinks in, but just barely, like it nicks it. It doesn't seem to do all the damage that you would like it to.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. How big are these things?
They're about the size of Grimlock.
Grimlock, how tall are you?
Like 10 feet tall.
He's a dwarf, so I don't know.
4 feet. 4 and a half, I don't know. 4 to 5 feet.
Anywhere in between? Alright, I guess I'll just swing at it again. And they're just 5 feet in the air?
Yeah, this one's just directly above you.
Alright, I'm just gonna swing at it again. Oh, 19 again! Plus 10, minus 5, 24.
That's a hit.
Actually, yeah, 24. Baby. Wait, finesse weapon, 3 plus 4, 7 points of damage.
again, it doesn't do as much as you think.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's my turn.
What? Right. Naz?
I'm going to hold my turn.
Okay.
Wait, why?
I don't know what to do. I don't want to go around the gargoyle and get murdered. I think the picture scared me.
All right, so you hold?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Grimlock, it's your turn. Just for map awareness, the gargoyle that's above Anna Carmen is 5 feet in the air. Don't know if you can take a swing at it since you're 4 feet. But the gargoyle...
Never mind. Take that back.
No, too late. It's too late.
Damn it!
You moved your hand off the chest piece, Zach.
Grimlock, the other gargoyle is on the ground, though. That's by Beshi.
Okay. I'm going to arcana check to see if I know its weaknesses. 14 total.
No. Oh, wait, no, that's exactly it. Sorry. You know that they have 5 of resistance against anything physical for 5 points of damage. So they resist anything physical damage. Unless they are hit with an adamantine weapon.
That wasn't what Chris asked.
They don't have weaknesses. So I gave you the opposite.
I don't got no adamantine.
Just gotta do it the old-fashioned way, Chris. Hard work. All right.
Hard work. All right, I guess I can't reach the one above. That's kind of close to me. So I move to the one that is on the ground next to Beshi.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to actually, in my last 2 actions, I'm just going to turn my, start changing form of my weapon into the great axe so I can get all of its tripping and sweeping and grappling.
All right, you can drop your shield.
And I just, drop my shield on the way there.
All right.
That's my turn. I can't really attack. So, yeah.
Naz, do you want to go now?
Yes. Wait, what? Oh, damn it. Grimlock took...
If only you were ahead of him in this shit.
He's just taking up all my space. Which way is the gargoyle facing?
He's
fighting me.
Everywhere.
This one right here. This one.
He's facing Beshi.
Okay. So if I get right here, I'll be flanking him?
No.
Yeah.
No. You have to be able to draw a straight line through. So he'd have to be there.
Isn't it? It's not from the corner, like from any corner. You can draw a straight line. Uh-huh. It has to be from.
Well, yeah. If you were diagonal, straight across, that would be flanking.
They already took all the flanking spots.
Yeah, all the flanking spots have been taken.
Good job, guys.
Right. I'm gonna stab him anyways.
Grimlock, did you tell everyone about the resistances?
You do 0 damage.
The what?
Definitely told them all.
He heals 2. There. Off your attack, Zach.
Yeah, so, Zach, your attack does nothing in that case.
Wait, what does Grimlock do?
Prep-wise, I told everyone about their smell, that we heard about the rumor that they smell a lot. Mm-hmm. So I remember I just put cloth up my nose, and I suggested everyone else did the same.
Yeah, for the lizards.
Lizards, but what about gargoyles? What did you tell them about that?
Oh, yeah, I just said it. I told them that the physical damage is, like, they're resistant against it, and something about adamantine.
So I'm just smurfed. I've been smurfed.
We all have. You have, I don't want to be that guy, but you have a fireball breath.
That's true. Or no, spell. The spell.
Or fireball breath, just a whiskey.
That'd be kind of tight. Could I do that?
There's potions for that.
Or spell scrolls.
Spell scrolls, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so you went up to it. You try to stab it. The knife doesn't even pierce its body.
Yeah, fucked up.
You got one more action.
I'm going to throw a fireball.
That's 2 actions.
Damn it. I hold. Oh, no. I go back. Go back to where I was.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Attack, move, attack. Beshi.
All right. 2 things. Well, it's right in front of me, right? Like close.
Yeah.
It's right there.
It's on the ground.
I need to roll a fortitude saving throw.
Okay.
Probably has a lot of fortitude because it's made out of stone, but it's my best bet right now.
It rolled a 21.
Okay. All right, yeah. She casts a spell, reaches out with her hand. You see her the temperature kind of drops slightly and little icicles in her hand, but then like as soon as she touches it, it just kind of like gets buffeted back as it resists her chill touch. And then after that, she's just going to cast spell on her a shield on herself, whipping her hand around in circles, creating that near invisible disc of force. And just fucking wait it out.
Snap.
Your turn. I will. 1 second. So Grimlock told us about the thing?
Resistance, yeah.
Okay.
It's a very physical, damage-heavy party.
So if I cast something with two actions, I can still use my last action to command Snowflake?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll do that. So first, I will cast Ray of Frost. So make a spell attack roll. Can you do a spell attack roll on the thing from your...
You should be able to do it from your thing.
Character sheet?
Yeah.
Where is it? I usually don't use spell.
You just roll a d20 and we can figure that out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So I miss. And then I will have Snowflake attack, right? Because she can just kind of jump up and take a bite.
Yeah, she could jump up like a pinata.
Okay. And then she has guidance on her, which means the target has a +1 status to one attack roll, perception check, saving. So it's to this attack roll, +1.
Okay.
And then 13.
That misses.
Okay. And that'll be my turn.
All right, so the gargoyle that's in front, on top of you, Anacarmen's going to land right next to you and is going to take two claw attacks, one at you and one at Snowflake. The one at you is a 26.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Going to do 11 points of damage.
Okay.
And then it swings around and takes a swipe at Snowflake. That is 14 points of damage, or 14 to hit.
I don't think that hits, but I don't have my thing, so I have to calculate.
Okay.
The DC,
I think Snowflake has a higher AC than 14.
Yeah, well, because, yeah. So 10 plus 3 for dex plus
proficiency.
Because I also leveled up.
Yeah, no, it's definitely higher than 14.
Okay, so yeah, miss.
So it misses, and that's that one's turn. The other one is going to take a swing at Beshi. That is 8 plus 13, 21.
It's a hit.
11 points of damage. I'm sorry, 12 points of damage as it hits you with its claw. And then it's going to turn around and try to bite you, Grimlock.
Bring it.
Ooh, that's only... Yeah, that's not going to hit. Natural 5. And then for its last move, it's going to try to bite you one more time. Natural 20.
Uh-oh.
So minus 10. It's a 23 total to hit. Does that hit?
That hits. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a critical hit.
Damn.
So that's 4d8. Could have been worse. 16 points of damage. As it takes a bite out of your arm.
Huge chunk. Okay.
Huge chunk out of your arm. Ouch. That's its turn, Anacarmen. You're up.
All right. Yeah, this dude is here now on the ground. Is this over here? Is this leveled area?
No, actually. A step down? That's a step down.
Okay. Never mind. It's on the ground. So how long does Frightened 1 last? It's Frightened 1
because I demoralized it. It's now over.
It's now over. That's what I thought. I'm going to try to trip it then.
Okay.
Like, can I do that? Or does Chris just do that because the axe has a tripping capability?
I think
trip it depends on your weapon.
Then I can't do that. Damn. Can I shove it on the ground?
You could always shove.
Like, would that...
Well, or would it be like a pull? Like a grapple?
Yeah. Grapple it to the ground.
You can trip as long as you have at least one free hand.
I'll trip it then.
So you have to do an athletics check against the target's reflex.
All right, I'll trip it then. 8 plus 8, 16.
That is a failure.
Oh wow!
So it's has sturdy legs.
Wow! If you trip with a weapon, you get the weapon bonus. That's what.
Oh, short but sturdy. Wow! Look at that.
Center of gravity.
Does that count as an attack?
That does, I guess.
Wow. All right. I'm going to try to stab it. Pierce it. Going to attack it with my other rapier. 16 plus 10 minus 4. 22, yeah.
That's a hit.
Cool.
Slowly. Slowly, you guys will chip at this thing.
Literally chip, because they're made of stone, it seems like. 5 plus 4, 9 points of damage.
Take away 5, 4 points of damage.
Why are you taking away 5?
Resistant.
It is?
Yep.
Oh, I don't... Wow.
We literally just said it, or talked about it, that whatever physical, non-magical attacks they take, it's minus... It's a 5 off. Like, they resist 5 points of damage.
Well, time to pull out my spells, then.
Nah, is it your turn?
What? I only did 2 actions.
Oh, that's 2 actions. My bad, Anacarmen. It's only you. I only ever do it to you.
I'm gonna try to grapple it to the ground. Fuck it.
No respect.
Yeah. All right,
grapple.
Grapple's an athletic check still.
It also has the attack trait.
I'm gonna do it. Oh, that doesn't work. I rolled a two. And that's my turn now, in case you were wondering.
All right.
I'm gonna shoot a
Well, now, it, because you actually you critically failed there, Anna Carmen.
Oh, so now, did I?
It actually gets to try to do it against you free.
Oh, does it?
And it rolled a natural 20.
Oh, wow!
They got the hacks.
It jumped over you and then trips you, so now you're prone.
Well, if that's all it did, then I'm okay with it.
Yes, that's all it did. It made you prone. All right, now it's your turn.
All right.
Prone to death.
I'm going to shoot my Kamehameha at this one right here. Oh, and nothing happened.
Fire goes whizzing over everyone's head.
I mean, that's kind of cool. But nothing happens. I don't fucking have anything. I can't bite them. I can't stab them. What good is a sneak attack?
I mean, we can. It just won't do much.
A sneak attack will still hit them. If you just have to do above 5 damage. Anything you do above 5 damage, they take. So whatever gets you
there. Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Cause you just have to beat the threshold.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm a hold my turn, I guess.
Is that Pathfinder 1? I thought I always
just happened. Hit him.
Like my third. I only have one.
You can't hold. You can't hold your last action.
Okay, sorry.
It takes two actions to hold.
You can swing on him, Zach.
No, he can't. He's not next. No,
I can't. I'm not too far. I'm too far.
You can move towards him.
You can throw something at him.
Throw it. No. Throw your dagger.
I'm gonna throw my dagger. Oh, is it?
Minus 8. That does not hit. Oh, wait, no. Just minus 4. Still doesn't hit.
Whoa. What's 3? 20.
I think it's at 20.
A little bit higher.
No, 20 would
hit. 21. Or 22. Or on ties, they hit or don't hit.
Ties it.
So 21 or 22. Right, y'all gotta step it up.
21 for my first attack with my
21 grand. Hits.
Only does 3 points of damage, so I assume it just clinks off.
Clinks off of him.
Oh boy. Okay. So seeing that I need to get some juice in there, I'm gonna try to I'm gonna crafting check to put it in overdrive again. That passes, I think.
Passes because you level 4. It's a 19.
Okay. So it's an overdrive, but for my last move, because this person's still on the ground, right?
Yes.
This gargoyle. Okay, I'm just going to grapple it so it can't fly anywhere.
Okay. So doesn't that mean they have advantage, or does everything count as flat-footed?
26 plus, what's the weapon bonus?
26 is going to succeed.
Okay, got it. Yeah. So I grapple it. It can't move, right? And
yes, it cannot move.
And I don't know if it's considered flat-footed or not.
And then, Marcus, what was your question?
That was my question. Is when it's prone, is it flat-footed? Is everything count as an advantage, or what's the deal with it?
Yeah, so if you're prone, you're flat-footed, you take a minus 2.
So wouldn't everything be a sneak attack for Zach?
Yes, but it's now it's flat-footed, so now it'd be a sneak attack, yeah.
Okay,
so that is... Sorry, I was reading up on grapples. It's Snap's turn.
Okay. Anna Carmen, are you like dying?
Wait, Marcus at the top, right?
Yeah.
I haven't gone yet.
Oh, sorry. It's
round 2.
Right? She then snap, yeah.
Come on, my guy.
Well, I think I rolled a higher initiative than you in here. That's what it is.
Yeah, it just messed up because of the surprise and everything.
I'm on the bottom. It's my best bet. This is my best thing I got. So another fortitude save, Joe.
Okay. 16.
That's a failure. There we go.
There we go.
All right, same thing. Chill touch. I reach out, the frostbite all in my hands, and I touch the gargoyle. You take 4 points. No, wait. Damn. 8 points. You take 8 points of... negative energy.
All right. All that goes through. That it looks at you in kind of like a anger.
Of bad vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I smile at it, sustain my shield spell, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, I got nothing to say.
I was like, what are you like?
Okay, Anna Carmen, is Anna Carmen dying or just hurt?
Oh, hell no, I'm just a little bit hurt.
Okay, cool. So then I will cast Magic Fang onto Snowflake.
Okay.
who will slide here. And so this is technically a sneak attack, right?
It's also 5 feet below. It's not level with where we're at.
No, that part is level. There's just no color in there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. That part's level. It will start switchbacking at the end of the column, but you guys won't even hit that.
Okay.
So this is sneak attack? Surprise attack?
Yes, this would be a flat.
Flank.
Flank. It's a flank. Okay, so d20. Let's go. Hero roll.
Yeah, there you go.
Damn it.
Damn, dude.
And that's my turn.
That was such a good combo, though.
Well, let me see. Go ahead. I have to check to see if it lasts on a miss and if it's first contact, but I'll let you know next turn. But that's it for me.
Okay. So the gargoyle that's being grappled right now is going to try to break free. It doesn't like being stuck on the ground. So to do that, what does it have to do?
Break the grapple?
Escape roll, which is...
If you attempt to escape from being grabbed, choose one creature after a check using your unarmed attack modifier against the DC of the effect. This is typically the athletics DC of the creature grabbing you. Oh, I attempt an acrobatics or athletics check. Okay, we'll see. Oh, it has decent acrobatics. 14.
Against my what?
Against your reflex DC.
What is that again? 10 plus my reflex?
Mm-hmm.
17.
All right, so it fails. Shit. And that's also an attack. So now it's going to try to bite you. It's mad.
I think I read, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Depending if you critically succeed a grapple check, they're restrained. And restrained people can't attack. They have to escape. But I don't know if I critically succeeded my grapple.
You did not.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just immobilized.
All right.
But it is going to try to bite you. So that's a 16 plus 5, so 24. Sorry, 21. I can do math.
Yeah, it's...
Okay. So that's the big hitter. That is 14 points of damage.
Crap.
Piercing, as it takes another bite out of your arm as you try to hold on to it.
Snap, you see Grimlock is really beat up. Real bad.
And then it's going to try to claw at Beshi with its last attack. That's going to miss. I rolled a natural 10. And its last attack is not going to do that much, even if it's agile.
Feeling sluggish?
Was that your comeback that you've been saving?
No.
It's the other gargoyle's turn, and it is going to spend one of its... No, it's going to stay on the ground. No, it's hurt. It's going to fly. Going to fly up in the air and go right above you, Naz. So now it's flying directly above you, Naz. Shit. And it's going to take a swing at you with its claws. A natural 1. So it misses with its claw attack, and it begins to fly higher into the air. Now it's 10 feet above everyone.
What? The fuck?
And it moves over to the side.
Joe, how does something so heavy fly like that?
Strong wings.
Strong wings. So it's 10 feet in the air behind Beshi and a Carmen.
Do these rocks have anything to do?
Those are claw prints.
They're like tracks.
Yeah, tracks. Thank you.
So this thing is fucking 10 feet high in the air, right?
Yeah.
Well, it moves though, Amr. You see how far it is?
Yeah, I do. But Okay. Here's my thing. That's about as tall as like a standard NBA basket, right? 10 feet high?
Yeah.
Are you going to dunk on it?
So with my panache point I have, it triggers a feat that I have called Vivacious Speed. Which means I have more movement in, like, every movement action that I have in combat. What I want to do is I literally want to run at it, jump, grab it by its legs, and literally just fucking make it come back down to earth.
All right. Good plan. You are prone.
That's fine. That's one action.
One action. Next action, sprint over to it.
Yeah. So I have 35 feet.
All right. This seems like you have enough actions to try this.
Yes.
How far? Your last action via grapple.
5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 35. Cool. Would it be a grapple? I'm assuming it's just an athletics check. So I'm jumping up. I'm in the sprint, and then I just jump and try to grab it. Would that be two separate acts, like two separate rolls, or I don't know?
It's just going
to
be one roll for a grapple.
One roll
for the grapple.
One roll for the grapple. All right. Oh, my God. Nat 20, baby.
This is prime LeBron right here.
Let's go.
Prime LeBron.
This is LeBron's chase down block.
Oh, boy.
So you're climbing with the vert.
You kip up off the ground. You sprint over to the gargoyle. Mm-hmm. Get up off your feet and grab onto its legs and bring it down to earth.
Yeah. Probably pissed, but that's all I can do on my turn.
It is pissed indeed.
That's all I can do on my turn.
What was the noise that it made? Turn.
The fuck?
It talks.
Whoa. It speaks common.
Talk?
It does speak common.
This whole time. We probably just needed to answer a riddle.
Yeah, this whole... Oh,
shit. Somebody had to throw a rock at it.
This whole time, you could speak common.
Yeah, it never talked.
Well, I was just seeing if they're real or not.
That's what you do. That's all. You throw a rock at it.
Yeah, you chuck something at it. See if it's real or not.
Okay. Oof. I'm gonna do minor magic again. I'm gonna see if my fireball hits. Oh my god. I rolled a 4.
Zach.
What?
Do you know what your spell is called?
It is called...
It's definitely not fireball.
Okay.
It's called conjure flames.
Whenever he says fireball, that's what he means.
You need to conjure up some better rolls.
I don't know if I should use my hero point or not. I feel like this is not a good time to use
no.
my
hero
point. Do it.
We have a Ooh, long
no,
day.
Do it. Even if you hit it, not going to be worth it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like,
don't let Grimlock disrespect you like that.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Your contributions are always worth it.
That's not true.
Grimlock, it's your turn.
I can't. Can I attack it while it's grappled with my weapon?
While you're grappling it.
Punch it.
No, because it's currently grappling it, right? I don't think that allows you to do anything.
This backpack, because it's just biting the hell out of me.
Well, you can let go of it.
He can, like, unarm attack.
He's using both of his arms to hold the weapon.
Is that an action, letting go?
No, it's free.
All right. I let go of it. That's a bad idea. No, don't let me do that anymore, anyone.
He's just bleeding.
Attack it with my great axe. First attack is a miss with the 13 total.
That's a hella miss.
Hella miss. I'm just going to go again. Second attack, 14 total. This is not great. Third action, I'm going to going for the trip. 13 plus 8, 21.
21 against his what?
It is your...
Fortitude?
It is your... Yes, fortitude.
That's a failure.
This is Grimlock's worst
thing. Try to trip him, and it's his stone legs are so stubby and strong. Beshi.
Give me another fortitude, Joe. I'm going to keep touching him.
All right, let's see. I'm going to roll this one in front of you guys. Oh, natural 5.
Let's go.
Plus, let me see what that means. Plus 13.
What's the total?
What?
Fuck off. You know, no, yeah. I can't imagine. They're made out of stone. They're gonna have a high fortitude, but I don't have any reflex stuff, and right now I'm trying to deal damage, not trying to take over their minds. Fuck, are you kidding me with this bullshit? No, it's just still touch. It's just really annoying.
Hey, but that all goes through.
6
That's
points
a lot
of
better than
negative energy.
Whatever else is doing.
I touched it again.
Yeah. Don't whatever your GM makes.
Don't try.
Don't whatever
to...
them.
I rolled 2d4, audience, and I keep rolling ones.
We all need to hit the gym.
Keep rolling these ones and these damn tic-tacs. All right. And for my last action, I am going to maintain my shield just in case.
Okay. Snap.
Hasn't taken a hit all day. So Snowflake is pretty locked on. So she's going to go all the way around here and then help fight the Anna Carmen.
So that right there is off the edge. You can go right here. Sure. You can go right behind it.
But that won't be whatchamacallit?
Yeah, it won't be flanked. But it's flat-footed because Anna Carmen has grappled it.
Okay. So then... That is a 22.
That hits.
Let's go. Well, so let me read these rules for... So... So Magic Fang... So I choose the unarmed attack, so I did its bite. The arm... It's primal energy... Plus 1 striking unarmed attack, and then plus 1 bonus to attack rolls, increasing the number of damage dice. But those was already 2. So the bite is... What is the bite, actually? So 2d8.
How many of these spells do you have?
What spell? The magic thing?
Yeah.
It's a 1 minute spell. So I just casted it earlier and it just lasts for a minute on Snowflake's bite.
That's nice.
So six, and so do I still add her?
Yeah, you still add her strength.
Plus four.
All right, 10 points of damage. That's a hit.
Okay, and then with Snap's turn, I'll go right here, and then I will cast Battle Medicine, or not cast, I'll do Battle Medicine on Grimlock.
Is it the risky surgery one?
Oh, do you want to do that one? Well, how bad does Grimlock look?
Pretty bad. Like a 1 out of 5 bad. 2 out of 5.
I'll do a regular. Bad. So that passes. So yeah. Treat wounds 2d8. Do you want to roll that? Or you want me to roll that for you with Grimlock?
I think it's you, right?
9.
All right. Thank you.
Marcus has figured out how to play a cleric the right way. He can do damage and heal.
And then that's my turn.
All right. It's the gargoyle's turn. All right. The one that just got bit by Snowflake is not happy. It's going to try to break free from your grasp, Anacarmen. Anacarmen, what is your reflex DC?
It would be, what, 10 plus my reflex bonus, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, your athletics DC. I'm sorry. So it'd be 10 plus your athletics score.
18.
Okay, and this guy has... Okay, he does break free. So it's 12 plus 9. 20. I can do math, Joe. 21.
21?
21. So he breaks free from you, and now he's going to try to bite you because you grabbed onto him. He did not like that. He rolls a natural 4. That's going to equal out, I think, a 7 in total after everything.
Oh,
wait. I actually need to do math for you because you have that damn thing.
Oh, no. It's a critical fail.
Well, let me make sure. Hold on. 4 plus 13 is 17. Minus 4 is 13.
It's not a critical fail, but...
Yeah. It's going to try to bite you again. It doesn't know you have this, and it's upset. So let me go ahead and roll that d20. That might be a fail.
That's a critical fail, buddy.
Yeah, 3 plus... It doesn't matter. 3 plus 3, 6.
Oh, yeah. I get so tacky. Opportune riposte reflex, baby. I rolled a 3. 13.
That does not hit.
That's so dumb.
The other one that's being surrounded flies up in the air and goes above you, Snap. And it's going to try to claw you. And it's going to try to claw you. 18 Jesus plus 13. God. 30.
Yeah, that's a crit success.
Crit success, okay. That is 14 points of damage.
Okay.
As it rolls 4d6. Ow. And then it's going to fly behind you, Naz, and land.
Okay.
And a Carmen.
All right.
You guys have done some damage.
Done
some damage.
I've done literally no damage to it.
You grappled it, though.
And then it bit me twice.
Yeah, I'm just going to attack the guy in front of me. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to move.
There we go.
Moved first. Flanking it.
Let's go.
Attacking the guy in front of me now.
Attack that fool.
24.
That's a hit.
All right. Max damage on this D6, 6 plus 4, 10. So 4 points of piercing. Wait, 5 points of piercing.
Okay. It turns around at you and it has panic in its eyes as you cleave off part of its wing.
I cleave it off when I pierced it?
Yes, it cracked.
Okay.
Just part of it. Not all of it.
All right, I'm going to attack it again.
Hero point.
10. No. That's 12. Minus 4, 8.
Okay. That's a miss. And that's it.
Ready? Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm not skipping one of your moves. Naz.
All right, I'm going to try and...
Right there, right next to you.
Yeah. I'm trying to bite it. Hopefully I roll high enough for it to go through. Cross my fingers. What's up? But I only did 3 damage. I rolled a 20. Crit.
Critical hit. You did 6 damage minus 5. So you did 1 point of damage with your jaws. You somehow, some way, did damage by biting stone.
Height. But I only did 1 point of damage. Then I'm going to use Conjure Flame, Fireball. Oh my god. I rolled a 2.
That misses. If only you use your natural 20 for the flames. Grimlock. Oh,
let's do it. This one's on the ground, right?
Yeah.
I moved behind it. Now it's flanked. Just got to do it.
It's a hit.
It's a 25.
It's a hit.
All right. That was the wrong roll. It's okay. Oh my god, I rolled a 2 on my d12. 4 points of damage.
Again, your axe just bings off of it.
He heals him once. Yeah. Thanks, Grimlock.
This is tough, everybody. Second attack. Oh my god, 13 total.
Misses.
And then, gonna trip it. There you go. That's a crit success. Has to be.
That's a trip has the attack feature, so minus 10.
But it's a nat 20.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it still succeeds.
Okay, yeah.
So, is that plus anything else, or is that just by itself?
It is plus my weapon bonus, which is 8.
Okay, yes, then, yeah, you critically succeed.
I don't know if that does anything for trips, actually.
Actually, it does.
You rip out the legs.
Got him.
It takes 1d6 bludgeoning damage.
Get back up now!
Oh! How we never
it takes no that. Bludgeoning damage.
Nothing.
Wait, shouldn't I roll it?
Sure, go ahead. It Damn takes it. No bludgeoning damage.
You don't add your strength on it?
No, because it's just it falling. Alright, Beshi.
Now that she has some breathing room, she's gonna make her finger guns and shoot some magic missiles. All three of them. Fuck.
There we go. Now which one?
All three of her missiles on one gargoyle. But which one, though? Okay, all three of them on the one closest to her. This one right here.
Your choice.
All right, Joe. It's not terrible. That's gonna be in total.
That's very good.
10 points of force damage.
Very good.
On that one gargoyle. Yeah. She makes her eyes glow that green. She makes her finger pistols, and she's and those darts of magic just like the sound of firecrackers going off in her hands, and they splash against it.
The crack that Anna Carmen started is spreading throughout its whole body. Snap.
All right. Well, first things first, Snowflake will make another attack on this person. 17.
That's a miss.
So if Snowflake doesn't move, she can make 2 attacks, or would I have to spend another of my moves to get more attack?
I think because it just gets 2 actions. It's just going to take a minus 4 for being for a second attack.
8, 19. No, that's like a 15. Okay, yeah. And then Snap will low. Damn it. Okay, I'll just cast a Ray of Frost again, and hopefully that'll do anything. 16.
This is
because it's not a what is it, it's a spell attack roll, so if it's different from their regular AC, I don't know.
No, it's same AC all across.
Okay, and then okay. I have one turn.
That should do it, right? Isn't Ray of Frost 2 actions, or is that one
action? It is. You're right.
Alright, it is the gargoyle's turn, the one that you guys have been just mashing on. Takes flight and leaves, and parts of it just start falling off of it as it flies away.
Fucking pussy!
The one that's left looks at it and is just in disgust, and it tries to take a bite out of Naz.
Oh my god!
Because you
So the one that is still here, it looks at the other one like you bitch,
basically. And it rolls a natural 20 on Naz.
I dodge it.
Naz, how many Naz how much dead. Health do you have?
All right, Zach, we'll start making a new character for 46. You.
You have 46 health still?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't got hit or touched.
This is going to do 4d8 plus 6.
Oh, my God. That's 29.
29 That's points amazing. Of damage as it just bites your chest. And then it's going to try to claw you twice.
Oh, my God.
So the 11 misses, but the natural 18 that has a chance, that is a 18 plus.
Oh, fuck.
It's 8 minus 13.
8 minus 13?
22.
5?
22. Does 22 hit?
Yes, it hits.
And it does 9 more points of damage as it just starts to claw and bite you.
I have 8 points of health.
Anna Carvin.
Wait, that thing just did like 30 damage to you?
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. I'm gonna start making my way over to the other gargoyle. All right. I'm a stab this dude.
I'm a stab him.
Wow.
Tiptoeing.
Rolled another three. Rolled another three. I'm gonna try to wait. Is this one flat-footed already, or prone, or something?
No.
I'm gonna trip it.
Okay. Oh so wait, no. It was tripped already, wasn't it, Chris?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Chris tripped it. So one of those attacks didn't hit you because I would have spent one action to get up. So
he had. He was
on me.
Yeah.
Chris let go of him, but the dude never got up.
I'd say just re-roll it.
Just re-roll.
So heal 9 points, Zach.
Wow.
That's big.
All right, so it is tripped. Oh, cool. No, it's not tripped. It's standing up again.
Cool. All right, I'm going to trip it.
Okay.
This thing is going to be prone, baby. Plus athletics. So 13 plus 8 minus 5. That's 16.
That's a failure. It's got sturdy legs.
I actually want to talk to it. My turn's over, but I want to talk to it.
What do you want to say? Go ahead.
I'm just like, your friend has abandoned you. Why are you still here?
He wasn't really my friend. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Fuck off.
Oh, well there's no need to fight anymore. You're outnumbered here, clearly.
Let me just kill the goblin.
No. You are outnumbered. Can you not see that there's more people here than you? Especially now that your friend left?
There's one, two. Okay, I see. I see what you mean. I'm gonna eat the goblin.
Wait, which goblin?
This one. He shows you the pieces of skin he has in his mouth. Of Naz.
That can't taste good.
Naz, it's your turn.
So he's not running.
No.
I'm gonna bite this fool. Four hit?
Yeah, but you don't know damage.
I don't what?
You don't do any damage because it's resistance 5.
Okay, alright, let's do
it. Wait, don't we add something to his roll? Because that's just a 5 flat. He didn't set up his thing.
It'd be his strength.
What's your strength, Zach? Modifier.
-1.
10.
Your strength is just added 10?
Mm-hmm.
So then he gets no bonus, yeah.
Oh, never mind. Alright, never mind. Go on, continue.
No, again, if he used that 24 with his flames.
Okay, yeah, I got it, yeah. I got it, Joe, okay? I get it. Okay.
Hindsight, 2020.
Oh my god!
Hey.
Is this your hero moment?
Yeah, you got a hero point, Zach.
I feel like it's not even worth it for this fucking piece of shit.
What do you mean, not worth it? Get damage that's not nullified?
Are you gonna say that when you're dead?
Fine, I use my fucking hero point.
What are you attempting? Fire?
Yeah, conjure flame. Matt? 19?
Plus what?
Eight.
That's a hit. Wait, minus 5. No, it's still a hit.
22, yeah.
Then I D4. Do. Alright. Big money. Woo! I rolled 4.
I think you get precision damage.
Say it again?
You get sneak attack.
Persimmon damage.
Oh, it's flat-footed?
It's flat-footed. Persimmon
damage. Well, does flat-footed affect when I do magic?
Yeah.
Ooh. So is it dead?
You have to roll precision damage.
Wow. Ooh.
Your sneak attack hits. Don't you get like 2d6 now?
Yes.
He's like, I think so.
Oh!
All right. In total, you do 9 points of damage.
Is it dead?
It is not dead.
Ugh.
We should keep track of each person's max amount of damage they've done, like their highest hit.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting. I think you just hit yours.
Like leaderboard type?
Yeah.
Type B? Yeah, I think so.
All right. But it's fucked up. It's starting to crack.
Somebody please kill this thing.
Grimlock?
Oh, I'm killing it.
I'm killing Snap. I'm killing Naz if we don't.
Whoa.
First attack, 27 total. Oh my god. The damage is... I hate this stupid game. I rolled a 2 for the D12 again. 4 points of damage. Clink. Second attack. Here we go. Okay. That's a 13.
Misses.
Why is it minus five, Chris? Oh, never mind.
It's not an agile weapon. It's my big boy. Joe, what could I do? Grandma's gonna punch you out of frustration.
If you would have hit, you would have done a point of damage.
Grimlock misses twice with his axe. He just straight up punches the Grimlock, rolls a...
Grimlock
punches Grimlock.
Total of six. And
you start crying.
I think you actually hit it, but you actually end up hurting yourself because it's so hard.
Then you start crying.
My turn's over. I missed.
Three darts.
What did you say?
Oh. 11 points damage.
Snap. The cracks are all over its body.
That's it for what's her face?
Yeah, that's all three actions.
Yeah, it takes one action to do one dart, so I do all three of my actions. To cast three darts, fear guns, firecracker noises, blah blah. And then eventually it's already walking up into the building. I can't move anything, I don't have any actions left anymore.
Snowflake misses, part one. Moves, misses. Grimlock will give the second one. Snowflake will attack again. So that's what, Joe? What is the math on this? So plus eight, minus...
four.
So then it misses.
What is that? 20, 14 plus 8 is what? 22?
22, yeah, minus...
Yeah, minus 40, that's four. It.
Okay, and then the last attack for her, miss.
Yes. Okay.
And then I have one action left, right? Snap does. Mm-hmm. And I'll do battle medicine on Naz.
Thank you.
If he allows me to.
Plus
8, that's a pass. So 2d8.
Okay.
9 points of health.
Nice.
It looks all around itself.
It didn't have to be this way. And honestly.
I don't know what to, The sun!
What?
And he stops moving completely.
Are these things like vampires? They can't be out of
the bed? Sun? Yeah. They don't. Isn't that what happens in this?
What?
Yo,
they're already out of the sun.
Yo, what the fuck is going on?
Give me a perception check.
You're not gonna be safe from this.
Okay. I rolled that. Okay, there you go. Fucking Grimlock fucking figures it out.
It's just standing still. It's hoping you leave it alone.
Oh my god.
Grimlock walks away. He knows it's lying to him. It's faking, but he's going back inside.
I slap it. Anacarmen slaps it.
It just stays stone.
I do minor magic. until it hits. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck?
Dude, roll 20 is busted. Look at that.
We just watched Naz just like miss a standing target. That's within touch reach of them.
Seriously, 8, 10, 9, 10. Look at all those.
What the fuck is going on?
So, are you leaving it alone?
Grimlock did.
No, Snowflake will like bite at it.
Okay, bite at it, Snowflake.
Chew it.
Miss.
She likes the taste of rock now.
I'm fed up.
Miss.
Bro, dude, look, dude,
look at this.
Joe, why are you laughing a little too hard?
Roll 20 RNG. I've always stopped using roll 20.
If this thing doesn't move, we're just gonna destroy it. Like, we're petty like that.
Alright, so Naz finally hits it with its continual flame. Do damage, Naz.
Three.
Alright, so it does 3 points of damage. As soon as it gets hit, it's going to fly directly at you, Naz, and do all three attacks. All two attacks.
Is he next in a turn order?
He held his turn until that he got hit.
So then Marcus went again. So there's no chance for me to have gone again?
There would have been a chance for you to have gone, because you have not gone yet.
Alright, then. Alright, well, yeah, because I mean, I thought we were just goofing around, but if we were still in front of combat, three darts. Three darts.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
You blow it up.
I'm not letting it.
It's blown up.
I mean, I thought we were just goofing around, but if it was going to do some shit, then I would not have let it have the chance.
We're not gonna let it live because he plays dead.
We goofing or not, Joe?
What? We goofing? Goofing. Yeah, Joe.
I have no
Joe. Your no line of goofing, no goof. Goofing are very blurred. So I don't know what's going on.
No goof zone.
Yeah,
it almost kills me. It's like, oh, actually, never mind. I'm gonna snatch you now. Like, what the fuck?
What's inside of it?
Nothing.
Is it just all rock?
It's just rock. It blows up. And it's just rock.
What does Dwayne Johnson have to do with anything?
Everything. You guys have cleared off this balcony, and you look, Grimlock, you look down, and you see firelight.
What the fuck is that?
Like a campfire.
Oh, firelight.
Oh. It was like the firelights?
And you see, Grimlock, you see after these steep stairs, blood oozing on the very bottom steps.
Grimlock goes back outside.
He's stressed.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.